You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is soap? It's a chemical compound that's produced when fats and lye mix together. Chemists call soap a salt. And a salt is formed when acids and bases mix together. Some acids that you're familiar with include vinegar, orange juice, and even sulfuric acid in your car battery. Bases that you've heard of would include lye and ammonia, to name a few. In soap making, the acid comes from fats or oils from plants or animals. The fatty acids are mixed with the base, sodium hydroxide, which is also called lye. And this combination produces a salt we call soap. The term chemists use for this process is saponification or saponify. It even sounds kind of familiar. Sap, saponify, soap. With saponification, there are actually two major events or steps that occur. That first step in saponification is the production of the byproduct called glycerin or glycerol, and it's often a thick, syrupy, sweet substance. Sometimes it's left in soap because it helps keep your skin moist and soft, but it's often used in foods as a sweetener or a thickener, or in personal health products like skin moisturizers, and it can even be chemically converted to nitroglycerin, dynamite. The second stage of soap making after glycerin is making the soap itself. Now, soap is pretty important to us because it's good for cleaning and it does this a number of ways. When it bubbles, it lifts dirt away from your skin or clothing so water can wash it away. Soap is something called a surfactant, meaning it decreases the surface tension of water, which is the property when the surface of the water is sticking to itself. So if you can decrease this stickiness, it allows water to better flow over or around your clothing or your body. Finally, soap particles are good at surrounding fat and dirt particles so they can be lifted and washed away. Now, since you can't stick your head into a washing machine to see how soap removes dirt and oil, here's something you can do. Get a dinner plate and fill the plate to the edges with either 2% or whole milk. Then put a few drops of red, blue, green, and yellow food coloring in the center so that they're near each other. Next, squeeze a drop of liquid soap into the center and then watch as the colors move and mix around. Experiment a bit. Maybe put the food coloring or the soap along the edge of the plate. The soap is decreasing the surface tension of the milk so that the food coloring can easily flow and move across the milk. And the soap is also breaking down and attaching to those fat molecules in the milk. And as this happens, it pushes around the food coloring, causing that mixing of colors. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of soap. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.